thank you for tuning in to The Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Any event, anytime, anywhere in the U.S., if you're looking for portable displays and graphics for any convention, conference, party, home show, job fair, photo backdrop, even DJ sets, ExpoNet USA is here to provide the best pricing and service for all your printed branding and marketing needs. With printing facilities on both sides of the country and well-connected in the middle, ExpoNet USA makes things happen without the huge rush fees or high shipping costs. Hey, Hagerstown, you've got a guy. Call Display J at 301-378-9363. Graphic design services are available as well. Visit us at www.exponetusa.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show. Podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, local business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing. And now, here's your host, Jay Heisch.
Top of Hub City, Hagerstown, Maryland. Here with us, of course, is Shay Lewis, back in the house.
Hey, everybody.
Chris Canfield's back in the house.
Is this thing on?
Yeah,
this
thing
it's happening.
On. All right. With us today is our guest, once again, from the Natural Solutions Group, Dr. Stephen Bowie. How you doing, Dr. Stephen Bowie? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me here today.
Dr. Bowie is from the Active Life Solutions Group. Your expertise in the Natural Solutions Group is...
Health and wellness product.
Right.
Yeah.
But you would tell me your wife's a chiropractor.
They're correct.
You are. You
do. I'm a podiatrist surgeon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the feet. The ankles.
Yes. Hand.
Yeah.
Correct.
You're a foot
That's.
Guy. All right.
Yep.
There you go. And we got here. You're promoting health and wellness through active lifestyle, muscle recovery, and then we're going to talk about some products you got.
Oh yeah, some new exciting products.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go. We got the high baller over here. It's angled massage balls.
Right.
This is already having a ball with these.
Man. Yeah, you missed it, Shay.
Some photo shoots.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad I missed it.
She's looking at him like, what the hell is that?
I even had the doctor's balls on my chin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Hub Show, Dr. Bowie. We're in the elevator. Give us your pitch. What's up with the highball?
Well, Highballer was a very successful Kickstarter campaign that we launched back in August. Mm-hmm. Our goal was to raise $50,000, and we raised over $100,000.
Awesome.
For this product.
Yeah.
And it's
I'm sure
crazy.
To try that.
And right? Actually, it is now just became available on the market on our Active Life USA website. But it's all sold out, so we're waiting for the next shipment.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very exciting.
Wow. Now, what does the balls do for you?
So this product will help with active recovery for people that work out, exercise, or have strain in the back, the neck. Mm-hmm. And what it does is you have these trigger points, and it will release these trigger points, and you can use it as a massage device as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it has many uses, and it's wonderful for your body. Your body will thank you for it.
Okay, so like for me, I do a boot camp workout in the mornings, and
yeah.
Sometimes I come out with some stress with my shoulder,
right,
or my back, and with those balls will be something that I can utilize for those areas, or yeah, sometimes
yep,
I have it with my thighs.
Oh yeah, you know, absolutely. Your thigh, your quads, your hamstring.
He was telling us about that before. It's lactic acid is the problem.
Yeah, that you know.
Oh wow! So you know what? I tell you what. I think a lot of people that are in CrossFit or in some type of fitness, they need to come and look you up and see how this.
Absolutely, this
work.
Will help them recover faster, so they can get to the next exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, they can work. You know, help their performance as well.
Oh, awesome. That's going to help me with when I did my my little push-up challenge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go.
My arms were burning.
Oh, right. So there you go. The high baller.
Look at that. Right. Look at that, Shay. It even helps you if you're a pain in the ass.
I'm never that way.
A personal massage therapist in a box. That's
right?
What it says right there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Made in Finland.
Ergonomic muscle care.
That's
high
awesome.
Baller.
That's now, that's what High Roll, the company, is known for, ergonomic design.
This is made in Finland, correct?
Correct. That is correct.
All right.
And you said you're going to Finland.
I am going to Finland in at the end of January.
Awesome.
I'm actually working on my next product. It's going to be released next year.
Okay.
Next one we're talking about?
No, this is something. I can talk about it a little bit.
Can you give us a sneak peek?
Oh, the patent hasn't been locked down yet. That's what you're saying.
It is locked down, but it's still a secret.
Okay. Gotcha.
China listens to this, so I wouldn't worry about it. Anyway, so number one, the Highballer, which you raised over $100,000 in Kickstarter for. And then the second product you brought is the Swedish Posture Vertical Backpack, which you also demoed for us before we turned the mics on. Really cool backpack. And the point is to bring the straps together in the front so the weight is
distributed evenly through the sternum.
Yeah.
And really the wonderful part of it, and this whole line of Swedish Posture product, is it's a posture improving device. It's a gentle reminder to straighten up.
Yeah, right.
So when you wear the backpack, you don't feel like the stress and strain in your neck, your shoulder. Mm-hmm. And so it reminds you to exercise your posture. And
well,
so
I think
wonderful.
That's a lot of what a lot of people do because they slump over or, you know, some type of slouch. And I think because, you know, I come from doing dance and things like that. Everybody laughing because I sit up, you know, with posture. And I'm like, don't that hurt? I said, no, it actually feels really good. But yeah.
Not only feel good, it make you look good as well.
Yeah.
Look very attractive when you're right. sitting with the right posture, correct?
Right.
So the products you brought here have to do with the back. Well, a Highballer, all the muscles, but you're the foot guy.
Yeah.
Your wife's the chiro in the family.
Yes.
She's all about these products too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She wanted to sell to a patient. I told her, I'm sorry. They all sold out.
Swedish Posture Vertical Backpack. You got to come up with a better name for that. That's just too much. But
maybe we'll call it the Swedish Posture V-Pack or something like
that's
that for
it.
Vertical
that's
pack.
It.
So yeah. Do you know when these are going to be available again?
So we have a 3 pallet shipments coming in at the end of the year.
Okay.
So are you placing the order
close.
Right now? Is
the
that
end of this year?
This year.
Okay. All
right. Are you asking here, about then. The Highballer?
Yeah.
You're really big on this.
He sold
thing,
out
man.
This
Chris
thing,
taking
man.
Pictures with these before you came in, Shay. You should have seen them.
Right?
I got to get me a Highballer because I'm always looking for something, you know, like
customer,
for that massage. And everything, especially because I do boot camp.
I at first I thought he was going to pull out like a little melon baller thing or something for the bar. You know,
but, Highballer,
but this
right?
works because yeah. I just went to the doctor today, so I need some of this.
So
stuff.
You go to the bar,
really?
And there's an angle.
Well, you would think you would need because you're messing with wood all day, so you need to relax your muscles.
What are you trying to say?
Because you get the big splinters.
Oh, okay.
So, and
yeah.
all those,
yeah.
you know, those, all
right.
Cut those workman's comp claims, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
Against
himself.
Against himself.
Self employed over here. You too.
You're bending over a lot, right?
And I am.
You're bending
yes.
over a lot and everything, straining your back.
Yes.
You
there's, a lot, this, there's a lot of heavy
lot of
lifting.
Over
so you might need a Swedish V back.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, he was posing for it before.
Right.
Right
I was
before
telling
we
him. I was telling him before I got I carry all my tools in a backpack now,
uh-huh.
and you know. And it has like a little clip on the front. And as soon as you clip that clip, it feels like a bunch of weight went off, but you still can't move your arms.
Right.
But this backpack here, you can actually, you know, you got a full range of motion.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
Nice.
Oh, wait, yeah. I think you need to invest in that.
And this is just 1.0, right?
This is a prototype, and we actually made two improvements
okay.
on this prototype already. One is increasing the strength of the magnet,
mm-hmm.
and the other one would be we're making it waterproof.
Oh,
so
awesome.
It would be waterproof
yeah.
as well. So
yeah, and you can't. Yeah, you the 2.0 you were talking about doing Velcro because of people
well,
with pacemakers and stuff, right?
Well, this one it has a magnet, so that's the one of the restriction. You know, that's one of the things that we're looking to improve the backpack all the time. So we'll see what comes up next. But
okay.
right now, you know, the back the Kickstarter backer, this is what they will be getting in February once.
Mm-hmm.
If they backing our project up right now,
mm-hmm.
and
I gotcha.
The other thing that's pretty cool,
so you can pre-order this.
Yeah, so this is as a backer, they will get the first product coming out,
right.
and it comes with a USB port as
oh,
well.
Okay.
So yeah, look at that. So
charge your phone,
charge your backpack up, right? Leave
yeah.
a charge in there, basically, right?
Yeah, you put the charger in
yeah,
and
yeah.
it charges your phone and,
yeah.
and you know all the electronics.
Have luggage now and everything is becoming the thing. You know?
It is. So we're on the forefront of the
so
hottest and
you,
the latest.
The Highballer has been manufactured in Finland, and you're going to get it here in the States.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
This Swedish backpack.
Yes.
Did you invent it? What's the history?
No, I, you know, the team at Swedish Posture, you know.
Swedish?
They're, absolutely, that's where they're from. And they're a team of, you know, really inspiring women that invented this backpack.
Oh.
You know, I really, a small part of the team that's helping, you know, bring this Kickstarter campaign on board.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, so you're helping them over there and get it over here.
Correct. Awesome. And bring them onto the Kickstarter campaign as well. So I'm very, very excited because this is a wonderful product. Yeah. It's the world's first posture backpack.
So I can't wait to try it myself.
Hmm. Well, there you go. So how much weight can it really hold?
I think it was a normal backpack. It's I would say
a school backpack, like when he carries it at the college. And
well,
all that.
How much weight do you usually use on the backpack? 30 pounds, 20-30 pounds usually?
Pack all your books.
It's like 10 pounds.
Okay,
but
so
before it was like 20.
Yeah.
All
so,
the books. Yeah.
So the amazing part is I carry this backpack every day, and what's in it is about 15 to 20 pounds, and as soon as you put it in, the pressure distributed evenly and at the center of your body, so you don't feel the weight at all. So that's a wonderful part of it, and so it's wonderful. Because it's distributed the weight evenly, and it's helped remind you of having good posture. So you stand up straighter, you walk straighter, because the traditional backpack, if you see, if you go to the Kickstarter page, you see a traditional backpack, it creates an abnormal curvature of your spine as soon as you put it on. So especially if you're carrying 15, 20 pound plus.
It sounds like I needed this back when I was younger, because my mother used to make me take all my books home from school, and that it was... People will actually feel sorry for me because I was so weighted down with my backpack, you know.
Yeah.
And so that would have been really good for, you know, for kids who carry a lot of thick books like I did. Well, kids don't carry books hardly anymore.
We get it. You're smart.
No. It was a punishment. Mama said, you got to bring your books home every day. But, you know, but I think for the people to take, you know, you have your laptop, a book, and things like that. I mean, even with me with work. I have a big bag. I carry two tablets, two laptops, and you know, then all my little files that I keep with me. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of weight on me, and I don't have a backpack. I have
There's
a shoulder.
Your answer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I need to look intently.
And guess what it does to your posture when you carry that?
Yes. You know, one side is feel like a crook in it all the time because it's, you know, I'm putting all the weight on one side of my body.
Then you need Dr. Jeremy from our natural group for a chiropractic adjustment
as
well.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's next from the Natural Solution Group.
That is correct.
I got the list.
All right.
I'm one by one.
I'm
right?
taking
it. Send them my way. I love
it. I think I'll be invested in. He's working already with the spiritual.
Yeah, the holistic.
Spiritual holistic meditation. So
yeah, with Cheryl.
Cheryl is wonderful.
Therapy with her. That was almost draining. Almost want to say.
Only for you, Jay.
Feeling good, but then feeling like
nice and relaxed.
Luggage.
Yeah,
anyway,
only Jay will feel that way.
What are we gonna do? All right. So that's one. That's two. The Highballer, and you got the Swedish Posture Vertical Backpack. Gonna come up with the name. And by the way, photos of all these products and of Dr. Bowie are on our Facebook page for the Hub Show. So there's a third project. What are you currently working on?
So my specialty is in the foot and the lower extremities, because the foot is the foundation of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people suffer. In my 16 years of practicing as a physician, I treat a lot of people with heel pain. And that's one of the conditions that, you know, earlier this year in June, I took a sabbatical. So that I can focus on my research and development of this product.
Mm-hmm.
And what this product will do is a conservative treatment, you know, natural healing treatment for this condition. The medical condition is called plantar fasciitis.
Oh, I heard
but
that.
It will also help plantar fasciitis with the heel pain complex, so Achilles tendonitis as well. So that's the device that I'm working on. We do have a prototype already. But I'm not ready to unveil it yet. We're looking to launch in later part of 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what's in store for 2018.
That is correct.
All three of these things, really.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, Highballer's already going. The backpack's in the works. And
yes.
This thing is on the back burner, but it's coming up after the rest of these. Or are you all three at the same time? Are you juggling all three?
Well, you know, one after another. Yeah, very excited about it.
Okay.
So it's been an exciting... 6 months after my sabbatical, but 2018 is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, and it's awesome. Going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to have a lot of things that on your plate with all these projects.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Boo, you have a website. Are these products going to be available through your website?
So the products are available right now are the Highballer, which we will get them in hopefully by the end of the year. But we can people can start the end of this year. Sorry. Correct. But we're looking to open it up for pre-orders hopefully by next week.
Okay.
Again, because we opened it up for a pre-order and we were sold out.
Your website is Active Life USA. Is that the only place they're available?
That is correct right now. That's the only place.
Like
yeah,
that.
That's right.
Yeah. No credit through your Amazon product. Link, Jay.
But you know, we'll have it available on there as well. But that's our mainstay.
That would be awesome.
And then eventually the backpack.
Yes, that's correct.
Secret.
Yeah.
And then
secret.
Yeah, nobody ever heard of it. And you guys not going to distribute this podcast anywhere else, right?
Yeah, this isn't being recorded
just
at all.
Locally, right?
Just locally.
Just the four of us.
Well, just the block right now.
Yeah, just the block.
Not sure. Yeah. It might make it into Sharpsburg, not sure.
Maybe, yeah. We're spreading.
Yes. Yeah. The word is spreading, but
it's not going viral, it's going virus.
Right. I was going to ask you what you're passionate about, but I would think right now your attention is on three products in the works. I mean, this is good.
Yeah. It's exciting. You know, my passion is to help people to improve health and their well-being.
Yeah.
And the goal of our company, Active Life Solution, is providing health and wellness through an active lifestyle. That is what what we are passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. I mean, and it's important because you're doing things that's not, where you're not taking a medication.
Non-traditional,
you don't have to, you're doing, non-traditional methods. You don't have to go to the doctor every day. These are things that you can do, take ownership for yourself at home. As long as you follow the instructions, you should be on the path of coming to, good health.
So how did this group come together?
Yeah, Natural Solutions Group.
How did this Natural Solutions thing come together?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, I learned about the group through Cheryl.
Okay.
And Cheryl is also, I believe, an integral part of the team. Mm-hmm. And, when I first met Cheryl and start talking to her, the two of us just click. Mm-hmm. Because it's wonderful we think alike. I mean, I am trained in the traditional medicine. I was a pharmacist before I went back to school to become a physician.
Right.
And so I know all about traditional medicine and treatments. Mm-hmm. But I also see a big role of natural healing.
Yeah.
Because with this method, you're talking about allowing your body to heal the natural way. Sometimes you don't get the immediate relief, but that's the nice thing about it. There's minimal side effects. You let your body heal itself. And so talking to Cheryl, I got really excited because she empowers me, and we're talking on the same wavelength because we believe in natural healing. And, as you can see, all these products that I'm bringing to the forefront and my research and development is on the product that would help, people health and well-being through a natural way.
Oh, so that's how awesome.
Well, I mean, really, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You're not a chemistry set. I mean, you are to an extent, your body, but you should be able to heal with your own, on your own, without the help of narcotics or adding.
Yeah, that doesn't. There's a time and place for those as well. But if you think about it, our body how many thousands of years we have been taking care of our body without the pill or these synthetic drugs. And there, like I said, there's a time and place for it. For an acute sense, you do need it when you really need it, but obviously there's alternatives, so we use these alternatives.
And it's being overly prescribed.
I can see that as well.
It's being pushed and lobbied all the time, and everybody's always trying to push in that direction.
Yeah, well,
this is kind of stuff that you know, the medical field doesn't like to talk about too much.
Well, I think it's actually becoming more the mainstream now. Mm-hmm. We talk about preventative medicine and talking about natural healing and things like that as well now. You know, so it is becoming mainstream. And many physicians, like including myself, we're looking for alternative way, you know, to treat conditions as well, so that, you know, minimize the side effects of the medications.
Seriously. Yeah, I really like it because I've been in like a serious car accident before when I was younger, and I had to go to a chiropractor and everything. And I'm just a person that don't like pain medication. You know, I don't like the way it makes me feel. You know, I just never was the type that wanted to always take pain medication. I think that when I ask for stuff that you can do without pain medication, it's like, well, we can give you a pain pill. So how many pills you need? Well, don't ask me that. What can you do for me that's an alternative? And I just like the fact that your group, the Natural Solutions, offer those alternatives for people like me who don't want to put all of those chemicals in their body, want to allow the body to heal itself. And
see, the key to taking a pain pill is you're supposed to drink a beer with it, and then it, and then it, you know, it melts the capsule and gets it into your system a lot better.
No.
Let it flow, Shane.
No.
Yeah. Don't resist it.
No.
Come on.
I'm all with the natural stuff. Yeah.
And then you go drive a forklift.
No.
I think Chris has got it all figured out what not to do.
We're not going to have any of those workers' comp issues.
Dr. Bowie, you left the pharmacy side because you were turned off, or just more interested in the...
You know, I enjoy that field as well, but it is my personal feeling is that we over-medicate. And
over there on the state line,
absolutely,
West Virginia, man. I mean, it's bad everywhere. The whole opioid and painkiller epidemic,
the 81 corridor.
Yeah.
And it is getting under control. We're starting to get a grasp of it. The tough thing is we're always catching from behind. So by the time we realize it, you know, we overdone it already.
Casualties from it.
I read something just the other day that originally OxyContin was sold as not being addictive.
Oh,
and that's why it spread so far and wide. And,
I had that one.
You know, there was a whole lot of denial behind it.
That was fun.
And then they're just now catching up to that whole epidemic.
But
that's
you know what? It's really nice. I think that when come from the pharmacist side of that and then becoming a doctor, you really saw two sides of the equation. You know, you saw the people that overly use that came into the pharmacy. You can tell who they are, you know, those the patterns. Mm-hmm. Because I've heard other pharmacists locally from my area, they said, oh, you know, I question the people. And sometimes I don't even fill the script. I call doctors and make sure that this was a legitimate script. You know, they question it. And I think that now that you go in, you went to being a podiatrist,
yes,
you're able to really carefully manage their pain and understand.
Yeah,
hey, we're going to try those things.
Since
you've been on that side.
Absolutely. And the, you know, obviously the acute cases or the surgery that I've done, obviously, you know, people need narcotics. But on the non-acute side, at the beginning, maybe about when I first started practicing, when I'm telling people about alternative, you know, different vitamin supplements to help with inflammation, rather than popping, you know, two Advil, there's turmeric, curcumin that you can take that does the same thing, that does not have the side effects. People have been using this for 2,000-3,000 years before, and it works great. So, at my early part of my career, when I'm presenting patient with this, they look at me like I'm crazy. But it's amazing how things turn around in the last 10 years.
Right.
When I talk about alternative ways for treatments, people would get excited because people understand.
Yes.
Before they don't have no exposure to it, and now, you know, more and more people there are more people are very receptive now of alternative way to treat a condition.
I'm just starting to get into mushrooms, doing cordyceps mushrooms. I take cordyceps capsules, another one called lion's mane. It's supposed to be good for inflammation. You boil it down, make a tea out of it.
Yeah.
So I just started getting into all that.
You familiar with all that?
I'm not really.
There's another one called turkey tail. is supposed to that you boil it into a tea too, and it goes along with they suggest that you do it along with cancer treatments and it like knocks down the effects of chemo and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, there's some benefit with certain type with the mushroom. I'm not too familiar with that, but yeah. Certainly you should definitely look into it and. You know, the beauty part of the natural group is we all come from different angle. Mm-hmm. And when we come together, when we exchange knowledge, we all learn from each other. So that's the right. The beauty of because I don't know everything. And, I like to say that I know something, but, obviously at the end of the day, I don't know everything. And
right.
The more the adage is the more you know, the more you learn, the more you don't know too much.
Right.
And so certainly the group enriched my life as well because it brought a lot of knowledge from all different angles.
It seemed like you're very passionate about what you do and the group that you're affiliated with. I know some doctors, I've met and that they like shy away from the alternative methods. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I really can't do that.
It's not
the
standard.
It's not, they have to, do whatever the practice has set.
Yeah, right.
But I think I like the fact that, you're a doctor and your wife, y'all went and, took a leap and say, this is where the path we're going to mm-hmm. take.
Yeah.
We're going to do the natural solutions way. We're going to provide alternative things and stand firm in that and guiding people into making sure they not understand it's not as bad as it seems to be, So I really like the fact that you're passionate about that.
Yeah, and that's our Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
Right.
And by going this route, there's less side effects, there's less problem with, we're trying to help people. At the same time, we don't want to hurt them, at the same time.
Oh, so, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And how could this hurt anybody?
Yeah.
It couldn't.
Well, fall on
maybe
that
if
thing,
you
but
strung
you
up
do?
The backpack a little too tight, I don't know. But
well, you know, there's always...
you wouldn't want to fall face first.
Fat guy in a little coat.
People try to use the product the wrong way. We can't guarantee that.
You know what? When this thing came out of your bag, you know. You got to go to the Facebook page to see the high baller. You'll know exactly what we're talking about. Chris had a ball with these.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
Mind the pun. All right.
So in 2018, you're going to be working on your new project.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you can still be doing some surgeries for podiatry.
Yeah, are you looking to leave that field?
Well, right now, my plan is to take a year to stay focused with these projects.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, okay. I love that part of seeing my patient, taking care of them, and I really miss that part as well. But I'm also helping people I'm doing.
How does that work? Do you have somebody fill your space while you're taking
you
your sabbatical?
Oh, we have a great team at Robin Wood Orthopedic Group. So we got that taken care of.
Gotcha.
So
it's
right.
Nobody gets mad when you say I'm taking a year and going overseas?
Oh, yeah. There's a number of patients that get mad at me.
Well, let me ask you, we're on the air here, but do they know what you're doing?
Yeah, I let my patient and
being the other people at Robinwood, the other
absolutely.
They know?
They do know. Awesome. Yeah.
I don't steal your ideas or anything, man. You can't trust nobody,
I hear there's a legal clampdown on this stuff, so.
Yeah.
On the eyeballers.
Got some disclaimers and everything like that. Everything
we got patents in China,
angled massage
right?
balls.
It's patent worldwide. It was patent in the United States, in Europe, and in China
and
as
in China.
Well.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
So no copying.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, I like
no knockoff.
Massage
no
balls.
Knockoffs.
No.
Right.
No, you're not going to see a guy in a trench coat in New York City carrying these things,
ballers.
The high ballers down
there.
Yeah.
You want some angle massage balls? All right, I'll pass.
Yeah, I think that's an innuendo for something else.
I'm going to leave that alone.
I would say the same thing. I would stay out of that conversation.
You want a massage? What?
No. But
right.
I think I can take this to my gym and introduce this when you, Well, let me see when I get one.
Right?
Yeah. She wants to sell them for you. She wants to sell them for you.
And I'll go out to the gym and say, hey, you need to try this.
There you go. I didn't even think of that. You can just imagine a rack full of these things at a Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
People just taking them off and using them and putting them back on the shelf.
Because we always use $5 roller.
Put the balls back on the rack, please.
Right? You got to wipe the balls down before you put them on the rack.
Yeah. Well, the employees do.
They get sweaty.
Because they always tell me to go get this foam roller and use that on my body. I'm like, that doesn't help. I'm just rolling and rolling on the foam roller. And I'm like, come on now. That's not really helping. And I bet you this is going to help me.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because, you know, the traditional foam roller is not very effective.
Yeah, you said with lacrosse the high balls roller, earlier, right?
Well, the lacrosse ball is what people have been doing before the invention of the high baller. Mm-hmm. But for the foam roller, the team at High Roller in Finland, they actually came up with the product back in 2015. It's an elevated patented foam roller. Mm-hmm. And it won product of the year in 2015.
Wow.
Because of how innovative it is, that it's really helpful. It eliminates the shortcoming of the traditional foam roller.
And oh, really?
If you get to see it on highrollerofficial.com, you understand how and see how it works as well. So it's
highrollerofficial.com.
That's correct.
I would go on there because that $5 foam roller from Five Below is not working.
That'll teach you. Well, you can buy in that store is candy. Man.
Yeah.
But that's where they recommended I get wet.
You know? Paid the full $5.
$5.
Plus tax. Anyway, all right. When we come back, we're going to dive a little into Dr. Bowie's past, where you come from, and how you came to America, and all that good stuff. And we're going to dig deep and then get to find out about, you mentioned a triathlon you did.
Yeah.
So you're an athlete, too?
I'm a marathoner.
You're a marathoner? Runner? All right. Yeah. We'll come back. We'll get into all that. Be right back here on The Hub Show. Coming up Saturday, December 16th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the Hardy Pet Retail Here Comes Santa Paws Holiday Extravaganza right over there at 19918 Jefferson Boulevard in Hagerstown. You know what it's all about, Hardy Pet Retail. They're going to be providing Christmas pet photography, festive nail painting, free snacks, gift bags, samples galore, and yours truly, live DJ, spinning all your favorite Christmas tunes. December 16th, 11 to 4, Hardy Pet Retail. Here Comes Santa Paws Holiday Extravaganza. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Hardy Pet Retail, located at 19918 Jefferson Boulevard here in Hagerstown. See you there. All right, welcome back to The Hub Show. We are back here with Dr. Stephen Bowie, and we talked about your products coming up, and we talked about the health benefits and all that stuff, the Natural Solutions Group. A little more about you, though. You are Vietnamese.
That is correct.
All right, and you came to the States from Vietnam. How old were you when you came to the States?
I came to the State when I was 13.
Okay. Don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 46.
46, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So you were born during the Vietnam War.
Yeah, still remember. You still remember part of it. Yeah.
That's how you ended up over here, like fleeing
through right. adoption or whatever. Okay.
Actually, my father was in the Navy with the United States, and at the end of the war, when America pulled out,
he wasn't very liked, huh?
and so he came to United States at the end of the war.
Okay.
And actually, luckily, he left the country because the people that stay behind, they go straight to concentration camp.
I know, right. Yeah.
So we were right
after Saigon.
Yeah, after the Saigon fall.
Yeah.
And so my family, my mother and my sister, was stuck behind for 10 years or almost, yes. So it was tough. Mm-hmm. So in 1984, that's when we arrived. Okay. You know, my father sponsored the whole family to come over to the United States. But it was we went through a couple of interesting events. We tried to escape the country several times before, because it was we tried to
on
go to the sponsor
the
boat,
boat people.
As boat people as well, but was not successful. Mm-hmm. But we were not. You know, a lot of people were lost at sea or was captured by pirates. And there's a lot of it was a dark time in Vietnam history. Yeah.
But I mean, you're like 5-6 years old when your parents or your mom, or you're trying to flee on the boat. Do you remember that stuff vividly?
I do, because I remember when I was around 11 years old, you know, we tried to flee the country, and the boat captain was arrested, and so we have to come back to the
countryside. You to come back.
Yeah. So luckily we were not arrested. We kind of escaped, but it's an adventure.
Worse, well, it's an adventure, but I mean, you know, again, we're Americans, all that. To everyone, Vietnam, to a lot of people, is just a movie, even.
Right,
people,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
We live in a cotton candy house over here.
The further we get
here.
Away from it, like, I was born in 73. My father was in the Air Force. He was stationed over there and all that. So I got some history there. And I grew up watching the movies, you know, the Oliver Stone movies and all that. And I love the history of it. Ken Burns just did one on PBS about the war and all that. But I have a thing for the other side, which I know Oliver Stone tried to tap into. The Vietnamese side of things and what you guys went through and through your eyes. And didn't it wasn't a successful movie. Heaven or Earth? You ever heard of that
Yes,
movie?
I saw that movie. I really
liked
it. I
read that lady's book, you know, Hip Tay Lee. Yeah. Well, that was the actress. Anyway, yeah, but I'm saying I mean, it's amazing. I mean, a 6-year-old, 11-year-old kid today doesn't even know what a harsh reality is.
Right.
I mean, these kids, people are trying to escape on a boat, and then they get turned around and sent back.
Right,
man, that's brutal, man.
Like I said, America's like living in a cotton candy house, isn't it?
Yeah, you ask some kids today, some young people today, they think they got it bad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Anyway, I mean, not to get off on a tangent about that, but I mean, so here you are. You come over here when you're 13 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, in '84, and you came to Pennsylvania, or no, New Jersey.
New Jersey, correct?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So,
and I lived there for a long time before
the
I
hub
moved
of
here.
Civilization.
Yeah,
America's
the
dumpster.
Northern part, Jersey City.
Go outside New York.
Jersey.
Yeah,
Sugar Hill.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's
all
where
right.
they dump the bodies. Right.
Yeah. So you saw a lot of interesting things in Jersey.
Yes,
Jersey.
Yes.
You didn't pick
Jersey.
Up the accent. That's good.
I tried to separate myself from that.
Pick up on that, Doctor.
No.
Bore you? No.
Yeah, wow. Especially as a doctor, you know, that doesn't sound too professional with that accent.
Yes. Is there anything from your Vietnamese life, your family, that you bring into your practice? Are there practices and their methods of doing things that were taught to you that you keep in your
Vietnamese ways bled into America?
Like,
well, I think the way, you know, we were brought up is work hard.
Yeah.
And you know, it's instilled that value of working hard and you know, the delays, satisfaction, you know, like going to medical school is it's a long road, but you know, if you work hard,
at
you'll
the
get there.
Yeah, you'll get there. It'll pay off.
Right, yeah. Right. So you know, no instant gratification, but you know, when you work hard, you get what you deserve. So that to me, you know, what helped drive me to be successful.
You come to the States when you're 13 years old. You go right into junior high in New Jersey.
You're
what they call fresh off the boat. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
FOB.
That's a true definition of fresh off the boat there.
Literally, man.
Yeah.
So then you went through, came in, I guess, in middle school. You went through high school in New Jersey. Did
correct.
You go to college right after school?
Yeah, after high school.
So where did you go to college?
I went to college at Rutgers University.
Nice.
In New Jersey, and I went through the pharmacy program and graduated as a pharmacy.
Mm.
You know, just think of, I still remember the first day of school. The only two words I know, yes and no.
Right, yeah.
And that was enough to get me by the first day of school.
Really?
You know, and sign language as well.
Sure.
So.
I'm sure they gave you some back. Well,
yeah.
Especially in Jersey. Over here, you come over here in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've already got, you know, we've already kind of, you know, kind of got a grasp on all that and whatnot. I mean, I'm sure you went through your ups and downs with other kids and whatnot, but there were other Vietnamese in the school too, though. I'm assuming you came to a community that had some Vietnamese in it.
No, actually, no.
Wow.
And that's why, you know, there was, you know, nobody that speaks the language. So, you know, the
really?
First, you know,
wait,
I
your
guess
dad left Vietnam.
Correct.
And you wound up in New Jersey because your dad went to New Jersey.
Well, he when he arrived to the United States, he went to live in New York.
Okay.
But you know, New York City is tough. So
sure.
He figured, you know, I'm going to bring my family over. I'm going to start a family in New Jersey.
Not in New York.
Not right. in New York City. Yeah. So that's how we ended up there.
But when you came to the States, there weren't too many Vietnamese in your...
No,
you were the only ones?
I was the only Vietnamese kid in school.
Oh,
so
wow.
it
we
was
had
very
a kid
tough.
Like that in my school. He was Cambodian, you know, and you got to know a little bit
didn't
about him,
know
where
the,
he came
didn't
from.
Didn't know the language or anything.
The Khmer Rouge and all that stuff. He came over during all that. He was our, you know, he was the only Asian kid in our school, that type of, you know. But it was rough, you know, but you got along. Everything worked out.
Yeah.
You know, here you are.
Yeah.
You know?
And did you meet your wife in Jersey or did you?
Yeah, was
I met her in New Jersey. She is Vietnamese.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. And my best friend from school, from the medical school, is her brother. That's how we get to know each other.
It has to happen somehow, man.
Yeah.
We didn't exactly have Match.com back then.
No.
What are you going to do? Facebook.
I'll be like, thank you. My
yeah.
friend
sure. It worked out.
It worked out interestingly. He now practices in New Jersey, and I switched the state. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Not too far, though.
No,
yeah,
not too
4
far.
4 hours from there.
Correct. So you knew you wanted to do medical the whole time?
I think, you know, it's interesting. The upbringing, you know, of the Asian culture is they want us to, the parents want us to become doctors, lawyers, or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's, I was just following the norm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I find, I mean, you know, I get a lot of satisfaction out of that.
You're leaving your
well.
Mark, man, you know, with these products and what you're doing. And obviously, you're helping people get through the healing process of everything. So.
Well, I'm very grateful to be here, to be an American. I consider I'm American now.
Absolutely.
But, you know, as coming from Vietnam, you know, a country that take me in and, you know, with, you know, no open arms.
Right.
And, you know, how do I give back? And this is, you know, the least I can do.
As my wife's from the Philippines, she came over when she was 17. You know, not to go on a tangent, I don't want to go there on this show at all, but all the talk about immigration and stuff in the news in the last bunch of years recently and all that, I mean, you don't hear, no matter what, you don't hear Asians kicking and screaming about it. You guys just get on with your life and get down to doing business. I mean, I admire that. My wife's always saying that. I mean, when they're talking about Hispanics or whatever and legal immigration, this and that, it's like you don't hear Asians complaining about anything.
They just get the job done.
They just get there
right?
and do it. I mean, she moved to Los Angeles. Obviously, a lot of Filipinos there and in the big Asian
right.
community, right? But I mean. You know, it's just weird as we watch the news and we hear people complaining. Some of the complaints are just like, you know, a lot of people like yourself would say, hey, you're here in America compared to where you could be right now. You
well,
know,
we see the contrast.
A lot of people are having temper tantrums over nothing right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I think, you know, the other thing that
I
do
perfect,
is,
that's for sure. But,
is,
you know,
is, you know, I do medical missions and, you know, I try to bring my kid to see, let them see it as well,
oh,
because
awesome.
They're American. They're growing up.
Yeah,
here.
They've been around cable TV and
right.
the luxury
and,
of your life. Yeah, yeah.
Right, so by going to the third world country, they get to see the other side.
Sure.
You know,
right.
Life is a lot harder.
How many kids
else.
You have?
Yeah.
We have 3 kids.
3 kids?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How old?
And the oldest one is 8.
Okay.
My second is 6, and my son is 3 years old.
So you brought your oldest? Where'd you bring him to?
So I did a medical mission about two years ago. And it was a medical mission in Vietnam. So I brought my oldest daughter with me.
Oh,
brought her home,
she,
right?
Yeah,
brought her
home.
Show where you came from.
Yeah, and she get to see the hardship there as well. And, you know, people that don't have access to medical care. A lot of cases where people cannot afford to have surgery done. And so we help, you know, with these congenital deformities.
Yeah, so you're giving back, not only here, you're giving back where you came from. I mean,
right.
that's admirable, you know what I mean? You came over here when you were 13. When was the first time you went back to Vietnam since coming here as a kid?
I guess it was maybe about...
10 years or so?
No, about maybe 15 years ago.
When you went back 15 years later, was it much different?
Oh, you know, I go back every 2 years.
Yeah.
And every 2 years, it's big improvement.
Big improvement.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
So it's nice to see that is you know, things are improving significantly there.
Mm-hmm.
My plan in August this year is to go back there again because it's been 2 years and to do another medical mission.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm big on mission work. You know, I've got into it with a mission team. And,
oh, that's wonderful.
And I'm big on, you know, giving some type of servitude to others because it's really important, especially if you're a doctor, because I've seen where a lot of people do missions to, you know, do blood pressure checks, check for screenings and stuff like that. And people that don't have the insurance, you know, or have the capabilities to get outside of their area because they don't have the transportation. They're so far rural that they don't have the transportation to even get out to the nearest doctor. It could be an hour or more away. So that, you know, I really commend any doctor that goes and those trips.
You
I
go
really
the extra mile. And then not only that, you're doing it here, you're doing it back home, giving back to the country you came from. I mean, a lot of people don't even look back, right? They just keep on going. So,
do you feel like Vietnam is, do you feel like they want to stick to tradition and like the old culture? Or do they actually want to expand and become the next Shanghai?
I think
do they want to grow big?
Mostly they do want to expand and grow. And mm-hmm. Vietnam is one of the big export country right now, just like what China was, you know, maybe 10, 20 years ago.
Right.
But there are also values of sticking to the old culture. There's definitely some values in that as well. So I think it's important to not become too industrialized or you know, to grow too fast. And I think control growth is the key.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're able to take your kids. So this time, who are you going to take back with you this time?
You know, I'm actually going with the family to visit our family in the beginning of January. So we're going to take the whole family.
You have family back there still.
I still have families back there, right.
So you're going to take the whole family.
And expose the kid to the culture.
What was your kid's reaction? Was it culture shock? How was it when you first...
Well, you know, when we brought them first time, you know, it is a little bit of a shock.
Sure.
And also, you know, in the wintertime, it's freezing cold here. And it's like 85, 90 degrees over there.
Right.
That's another
Christmas
shock.
Day,
plus,
right.
they're going back over there with that Hagerstown accent.
Right.
Right?
Well, they're from Jersey.
I'm from Washington County.
You're Washington. You're in Waynesboro, right?
Yes.
Waynesboro.
It's a Waynesboro accent.
Yeah. How long have you been in Waynesboro? I mean, have you lived around this country a lot? Or you went from New Jersey to where?
So I moved here about 10 years ago. I started practicing in Waynesboro 10 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Right here. Yeah.
Okay. So from New Jersey to Waynesboro.
Yeah.
Didn't go very far, that guy.
No, not
all
very
way
far.
Around the country just to go 3 hours down the highway. Whatever.
Right. We travel from one side of the globe
fine.
To the other side, and then now, you know.
But now your products have you going over to Scandinavia. You're going to Finland. You already been there?
I've been there.
You've been there.
Yes, I've been to Finland.
Been
work
to
with
the
place team.
Where they manufacture these?
Correct. And work with the team, the high roller team.
Awesome.
And I'm heading back there at the end of January to continue working on my project.
And the backpack is Swedish.
Yes.
So you're working with people in Sweden?
Correct.
So you're going to hit all the countries when you get over there? You need to. You may as well. I mean,
right?
When in Rome, right?
Yeah, I do enjoy traveling. So
apparently
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, wait. So the Hush Hush, the third project, which where's that?
It's probably
emanating from.
Oh, it's some
can't
be
tell
somewhere.
Either?
Gotta be somewhere tropical, right?
So
Australia.
We're gonna guess.
I'm guessing.
I am working with the high roller team from Finland for the project, and maybe I'll unveil the name of a potential name of the product. We're thinking of naming it the High Healer. Because
because of the heel.
Oh,
trying to heal your heel.
That's right.
So
you got a better name for that than you do the backpack. We got to work on that.
Yeah.
So go to Facebook, the Hub Show. We got pictures of these products: the High Baller angled massage balls and the Swedish posture vertical backpack. And we got Dr. Boy here posing, modeling it, looking good.
Yeah.
And Chris hanging out with the balls over here.
Yeah.
But if you guys can come up with a name for the Swedish posture vertical backpack, let us know on Facebook. You need some help, right?
It's
a marketing thing. Okay. And you guys check it out. And this stuff, well, at least the High Baller, they're able to be seen on your activelifeusa.com website.
That is correct.
But not the backpack yet. That's
not
still
yet,
kind of
it's a
prototype.
It's on Kickstarter. If you go to kickstarter.com, and search for Swedish posture vertical backpack, or I guess vertical backpack, you will find it.
Awesome.
And you can also be found on Facebook and Instagram under Active Life USA on both of those.
It's Instagram and Facebook. We're on Instagram and Facebook, Active Life USA.
Yeah.
social media. It's hard to keep up with that stuff.
You can also find him running down the street.
Huh?
You can also find him running down the street.
Oh, yeah, you probably can from Waynesboro to here.
Yeah.
Washington County.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, love having you on. We're going to have you on again. I mean, the National Solution Group, you guys are more than welcome to come back on all you want, but we're going to have a big sit-down with all of you next week. Is it 6 or 7 of you?
Yeah, I think the number is growing.
It's growing. That's why we're going to be using the conference room in this building for that one. We're going to need it. But that, and then also next week, our guests on the Hub Show are the gubernatorial governor candidate from the Libertarian Party, and that's Sean Quinn and his lieutenant governor candidate, Christine Smith. They're going to be joining us next week to talk about the Libertarian Party, what they bring to the table, and what they want to see from Maryland. That would be very interesting. So they'll be on here next week. Dr. Bowie, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you coming on, and your products are awesome. And again,
yes,
go to Facebook. They're all there. We'll put them on Instagram later, too, on the Hub Show. And again, I want to thank you for coming on.
And I want to thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
We had a great time.
We could go on and on. I got to cut myself off. We've been sitting here for 3 hours, you know, yakking it up here. Want to give a big thanks to the Big Okie Doom out of Oklahoma for the war-torn intro music, to Jim Curtis, to Devontae Dinkins, Legit Management, Hank Tenhoop, and, of course, my man, Rod Irish. Hagerstown, keep your heads up. It's the Hub Show. We're out of here.
You've been listening to the Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts.
Podcasts?
What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher.
We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.